From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, January 3rd at 8:55. We have Danny Pulf on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mostly lower trade here today as we look to close out the week. March futures on corn down a nickel at 454.5. The new crop contract, going to start focusing on that a little bit more. December 2025. Down 2.25 at 444.25. March soybean on the board down 11 cents at 10.01. And new crop soybeans on the November contract also down 11 cents at 10.17. Wheat down 7 cents at 539 as well. Lower trade for sure this morning on the heels of lower export sales than expectations. Corn, beans, wheat, all in the low end of the range from weekly export sales that were released here this morning by USDA. So that's a headwind here this morning. And we were a little bit on the overbought side of things as well. Looking at outside markets, last check on the Dow Jones up 142 points at 42,534. February WTI oil continues its mini rally here up 47 cents at 73.60. Of interest in South America, StoneX increased their estimate of the Brazil soybean crop from 166.2 million metric tons to 171.4 million metric tons due to increased area and improved yields in Brazil. USDA last estimate was 169 million metric tons. They haven't made many changes on that quite yet. We'll see here on the January 10th report if they make any changes to supply and demand here in the U.S. and also internationally. Should be a really big report next Friday, January 10th. In Brazil, you know, a mega soybean crop has really been in the headlines and kind of expected by the trade. It's really a well-traveled story, but it's still a headwind to the bulls here to get a move higher with that big crop coming onto the marketplace here in the next month or so. We were approaching overbought positions here on corn and beans due to the recent rally here. And for example, if you look at the December 19th low a few weeks ago on beans, and you look at a chart to the high here yesterday, soybeans rallied nearly 70 cents in just 2 weeks' time. In that same time frame, corn rallied 25 cents. So bottom line, farmers have been willing sellers here on the rally as they look to get cash flow dialed in and rewarding the rally. And I think rightfully so. It's been a good marketing opportunity. And as a result of the farmer selling, we've seen spreads weaken considerably. March, May corn is now an 8-cent carry. March, May soybeans now a 12-cent carry. So end users are getting some coverage with a producer being a willing seller. We do have a chance for a potential winter storm here on Sunday in the area. And then followed by that, some frigid cold temperatures next week. So it should lead to processors being pretty willing to get coverage here today and through this weekend as they look to have inventory to get through a winter storm potentially. Looking ahead, our February average for crop insurance will be getting set here in the next month or so. So we're really watching those new futures months, December on corn and November on soybeans. Beyond that, your ARC PLC decision will be due at FSA by March 15th. This is not a no-brainer decision this year. You got to really analyze what's best for your operation. Really, really complicated type of year. Not a no-brainer, that's for sure. But again, that's due by March 15th at your local FSA. So I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a wonderful weekend and stay warm. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.